Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of January, 2019. And we're reading, as we usually do from the Daily Light, a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible. He led them forth by the right way. Psalm 107:7. He found Jacob in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead them. Deuteronomy 32:10-12. I am he, and even to the hoar heads will I carry you. I have made you, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Isaiah 46:4. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:3-4. The Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Good morning, Kenneth Menlai. Thou shalt be like a water garden, and like a spring of water, and whose waters fail not. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Who teacheth like him? Isaiah 58:11, Psalm 48:14, and Job 36:22. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us for who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1:17-19. It's good to know that we serve an almighty, powerful, sovereign God. We do not serve gods of stone and wood. We do not serve or worship gods that have no power. We don't serve Allah. We don't worship Buddha or Confucius. We don't worship self. We don't worship animals like cows. We're not into Hinduism. But we worship Christ, who has given us all things by the word of his power. We worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We worship the Creator of the universe. We worship the one who bled and died on Calvary's cross for us. We worship the one who has given us all hope through his resurrection. It's good to know that he is almighty, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last. Well, there's a lot of gods that people worship and serve. Some people worship the god of materialism, the god of money. The Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Some people worship others, friends, family, put all their attention on friends and family. Some people worship their pets. Some people extol and worship their horses. Some people spend $50,000 on a horse trailer. Some people worship their houses, their lands, their boats, their hunting expeditions. I know a guy that spent $40,000 to go hunting. Can you believe that? To hunt big game. Some people spend their time going on vacations, going on cruises. Well, only God can reveal to us that He is the sovereign God. Only God can show us His mercy, His grace, His love. And, you know, I'm glad that I don't have to trust in my own faith. I'm glad that I'm trusting in the faith of Christ that never fails. All faith, belief, good morning, Gabriel, Roni. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit, working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. I'm glad that He is unconditional in His love. I believe in unconditional election. Not a potential salvation, but an absolute salvation completed by Jesus Christ Himself. God's purposes are eternal in scope and decree. Yes, He chose me in past eternity. Before He created the earth, God gave me to Christ and decided to give me new birth. This eternal purpose by my eternal King secured new life He would to me bring. And that He would breathe into my dead soul new life was predetermined. Its purpose was controlled. This eternal purpose had nothing to do with free will or me. It was settled in heaven before creation. In past eternity. The choice to give me eternal life was in God's eternal decree. What great comfort this brings to my soul to know my Savior, my past, my present, and my future controls. Good morning, Anil Kumar Adipali, and again, Richard and Gabriel and Kennedy Manaya. Good morning to all of you. Well, it is true that most of society do not go along with the doctrine of election and predestination, even though the Bible teaches it, even though Christ taught it in the 6th chapter of John, the 10th chapter of John, the 17th chapter of John. Paul taught it throughout the book of Romans and Ephesians. Peter taught it. You know, Jude taught it. Isaiah taught it. The psalmist taught it. But they would rather hold on, the rest of society who are not God's children, would rather hold on to the lies of free will. They want to believe that they are in charge. They control their own destiny. That's a question this morning. Do you control your own destiny by your own choices? Or has God made the choice for your salvation? God didn't just look down through the portals of time and see that you would choose Him. God did the choosing before the foundation of the world. He chose you in Him before the foundation, if you're one of His. Amen. You are not the the co-pilot. And God is not the co-pilot. God's the pilot of your ship. Many people, good morning, Richard Huida, yeah, good to have you aboard this morning. I'm glad to know that God's in control of our destiny. We know where the origin of the lie of free will came from. It came from Satan himself. He said, I will arise and be as God. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation of the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14:12-15. And this is how the propagation of free will began with Satan himself. He said in his heart that he would ascend into heaven, that he would exalt his throne above the stars of God. This is in a nutshell what free will speaks to set forth. Man's will is independent of God, and his will has the power to do anything he chooses to do. What a tremendous lie. This is the lie of all lies. You shall become as God. Scripture reveals that Satan didn't accomplish his objective. The man's not going to accomplish his objective either. As a small child, I was taught the doctrine of free will. Man had the power to invite Jesus into his heart. The man had the power to invite Jesus. Psalm 110:3 says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Well, this morning, good morning, Connie. Shipper Rennie. And good morning, Mel Evingham. I'm glad that God has all power in his hands. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. You know, I have a friend who's an airline pilot. I don't know how much of a friend he is anymore because he's denied election and predestination. But I've often thought about him being a pilot. And he believes in the doctrine of free will. I wonder if what would happen if he's flying that commercial airline, if he got in this kind of a storm, if he thought his free will could control the destiny of that plane. You know. Good morning, Penny Belloy. Welcome aboard this morning. I'm glad that we are serving a sovereign, powerful, almighty God. You know, I'm glad that we don't have to rely upon our choice or our decision or filling out a decision card or going by our feelings. That God has completed the work of salvation. I'm going to read this before I close this morning. I've read it many times. But I don't think it can be read too many times. Not my choice. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ said, peace, be still. So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say it was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill His will. Amen. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way. It's my prayer. God bless.